I also came from Australia.
You came from Australia also?
Thank you for your blessings for me to come here.
Very good.
I have a severe worry and fear going on.
About what?
Nothing. No, there's no reason. I know that there's no reason.
Yes, but what you worried about?
Without so anything, that is the
thing. You don't know. Yes, yes, look at that. You're worried, but about nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
And who is worried? Nobody.
Nobody.
Case dismissed. Okay? You have come to an amazing phenomenon that somehow they can be worried. Many people put a lot of effort to try and prevent some calamity from happening, but they don't know why. What is the calamity and what's going to happen? We're trying to prevent something from going wrong, but what is it? Nobody knows. The universal secret. We're all running, but from what? We don't know.
Yeah.
So when you're like this, governments come into being and they'll tell you why you're running. Because you become sheep.
Mm.
And sheep can be guided and controlled, told what to think. A lion, not. You cannot have a flock of lions. So you identify something. This worry comes in the mind, it's there. And you say you don't know. So you see the absurdity of mind, isn't it? The absurdity of mind. That we have this worry, this anxiety. And many people can name and identify their anxiety. They can put, you know, sort of what is the message inside your fear. And okay, what it is, I'm afraid that something's going to happen to my children if something happens to me. Okay, they can identify. But there's a lot of people who cannot identify anything, but they are afraid of everything. This anxiety comes with somehow the mistaken identification of what we call ourself. And another thing, as long as there is breath inside this body, the life force, and this body and consciousness is there, the potential for some thought activity or for sentiments, it will come. You cannot help it. It will just happen, and there's no need to try and stop it from happening. All that's required is to know what you are. That's all. If you don't know, you're going to be going around trying to put out fires that you didn't start. If you know what you are, you can leave them, and they will go out by themselves. They will go out by themselves, because this fire does not feed on wood. It feeds on your interest. And the anger is also coming by not knowing who you are. Fear, same way. Fear will happen sometimes, momentary fear. But routine fear, routine anger, that will not come. It will not have, it needs routine anger, routine fear. It needs a subject. It needs a victim to grow. If you have no identity with being a particular so-and-so, they cannot grow on you.
When I am traveling in the plane, I know, I clearly know, body is moving, body is dead, body is moving, but the awareness or I, which is everywhere, it touches the body, then I get the feeling of the beingness, I am. So to me, I know this body is a kind of inert thing. I am not this body or mind. Right.
Plane goes
suddenly
through,
say, turbulence and starts some shaking. Then I get the fear.
Yes.
Terrible fear.
Yes.
Immediately I identify myself with the body.
Yes.
Until that time, I am very happy. I know I am not this body or mind, but at that moment, I forget everything.
Yes.
I become completely myself. I clearly identify myself with body and mind.
Yes. This is a normal thing. Myself also, first time I traveled on a plane, and nobody tell you about these things, big turbulence, and also the plane fear is falling, and people, And even you look at the hostesses, they're looking quite, But everybody is kind of rumbling, so you feel this feeling, so the fear can come. I will tell you what will happen with this. For you, your plane ride will be your satsang. Because when this fear comes, you cannot be flippant about this thing and so on. You're completely focused in this. And you will probably do your best contemplation then.
In fact, I wished, I mean, this happened a couple of times. This time, before I start the journey, when I get that fear or anger, that kind of experience, as you said, I can't explain it. I wanted that to happen. I don't know why.
Yes.
I can't explain it. But when it started happening, then I said, no. I don't want this.
Yes. You have to move beyond this I don't want. And a flight from Australia is really going to help you. Because you have a lot of time to go into it. And what happened, you focus your attention. Somehow you get past, okay, the I don't want it. How long you can keep up the I don't want it for? After a while you have to move. Something moves beyond I don't want this. To really just, you're holding on to your being, first of all. And in some way, a plane ride is good for this because you have to surrender. Something has to surrender because you don't have much option. You cannot just say, look, can I take a parachute or, you know, can you sit down in an earlier place or something? You are caught in this. So you go through, you be conscious even in this fear. The fear is loud and you are conscious. You are so conscious you cannot give your attention to anything else. But fear first. So you hold on to this fear and let this fear be very afraid. You just say, okay, now I am very afraid. Feel this feeling, I'm very afraid. And just be with this feeling completely, okay? Because you won't have attention for anything else. It's there like this. Don't think, what does this mean? What will happen if? Just be with this fear and something will begin to open up. And something will be different from this fear. It forces you to surrender and we don't like it. Sometimes you are compelled. Many times when surrendering happens, it's not a volunteer's task. It's not, okay, I decide to surrender. Sometimes you are driven to surrender. You have no choice even. You're cornered and something gives up. You see? It is good that we don't have the control that sometimes our minds want. Because if it was up to us to design the life you think is best for you, nobody would include anything uncomfortable. It would all be chocolate flavored moments. Thankfully, life has another cooking. And only you are grateful only from hindsight, not from foresight, not in the moment. Most of the greatest things that happened for you, that pushed you into seeing, you are grateful in hindsight. When you look back, you say, yeah, actually, that was good. It was good that this happened, but it would not be chosen. You look back in gratitude, not forward. And something like this, when your concentration, your meditation, your contemplation becomes so intensely focused, you will burn a lot of calories also in this looking very intense. Then it's not just mental. It's more looking that happens in surrender. A surrendered looking. You see?